انتظر قيامة الأموات وحياة الدار الآتي. أمين. يا حمل الله حامل خطية العالم كله، نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا واغفر لنا خطايانا. أمين.
Yeah.
فيوت مبشير بابن المنث وبنوت ود في المرعوت إن جاف نود ميوت ببن sen şiiri sons be Christos be
Yeah. The Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition concerning every condition and in every condition. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us, you stood us, supported us, and have brought us to this
may have mercy and compassion on us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints, for that which is good on our behalf at all times, and make us all worthy to partake of the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries for the remission of our sins.
صلاحك يا محب البشر نحن أنك من هذا اليوم مقدس كل يوم حياتنا بكل سلام مع مخافة كل حسد وكل تجربة وكل فعل الشيطان ومعاملة الناس الأشرار وقيام الأعداء الخفيين والظاهرين زاح عنا وعن سائر شعبك وعن هذه المائدة المقدسة على هذه الكنيسة المقدسة التي لك أما الصالحات والنافعات فارزقنا إياها لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس على الحياة والعقارب وعلى كل قوة عدوك
and the ministry of this day, the hegumen, the priest, the deacon, the clergy, and all the people, may yourself be upflow from the mouth of the all holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, from the mouth of the one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. from the mouth of the 12 apostles, from the mouth of the beholder of God, the evangelist, Saint Mark, the apostle and the martyr, the patriarch, and Xavier's our teacher, Discorus, Saint Athanasius, the apostolic, Saint Peter, our martyr and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Cyrus, and Billinger, from the mouth of 318 siblings in Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople and the 200 at Ephesus, and from the mouth of our honored father, the high priest, Baba Ambatawadru II, and from the mouth of my abjected self in the least, for blessed and full of glory, their holy name, the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and in all times, and into the age of all ages. Amen.
Ah. Saint George, Philopater, Marcorius, Abba Mina, Abba Yeto, Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins.
The servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Hebrews. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. But Christ came as a high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is not of this creation. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of heifers sprinkling the unclean sanctifies with the purifying of the flesh. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. For where there is a testament, there must also be a necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is the force after men are dead, since it has no power at all the while the testator lives. Therefore, not even the first covenant was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and goats with water, scarlet wool, and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant which God has commanded you." Then likewise he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without shedding of blood there is no remission. Therefore, it was necessary that the copies of the things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly thing in themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ has not entered the holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true, but into the heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Not that he should offer himself often, as the high priest enters the most holy place every year with blood of another. He then would have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world. But now, once at the end of the ages, he has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. Peter, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, rivalries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation. Speaking evil of you, they will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to man in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies. That in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away in its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Israel, in my. القديس فصل من أعمال الرسل بركاتهم علينا أمين. وبعد 3 أشهر أقلعنا في سفينة اسكندرية مرسومة بعلامة الجوزاء، كانت تشتتت في الجزيرة، فنزلنا إلى سريكوس ومكثنا 3 أيام، ثم من هناك درنا وأقبلنا إلى ريغون. بعد يوم واحد حدثت ريح جنوب، فجاءتنا في هذا اليوم الثاني في بولوتية، حيث وجدنا إخوة فطلبوا إلينا أن نمكث عندهم 7 أيام، وهكذا أتينا إلى رومية. ومن هناك لما سمع الإخوة بخبرنا خرجوا لاستقبالنا في فورون إيبوس والثلاثة الحوانيت، فلما رآهم بولس شكر الله وتشجع. ولما أتينا إلى رومية سلم قائد 100 الأسرى إلى رئيس المعسكر، وأما بولس فأذن له أن يقيم وحده مع العسكر الذي كان يحرسه. وبعد 3 أيام استدعى بولس الذين كانوا وجدوه اليهود، فلما اجتمعوا قال لهم: أيها الرجال الإخوة، مع إني لم أفعل شيئا ضد الشعب أو عوائد الآباء، أسلمت مقيدا في أورشليم إلى أيدي الرومان الذين لما فحصوا كانوا يريدون أن يطلقونني لأنه لم يكن في علة واحدة للموت، ولكن لما قاوم اليهود اضطريت أن أرفع دعواي إلى قيصر. ليس كان لي شيئا لأشتكي به على أمتي، فلهذا السبب طلبت لأراكم وأكلمكم لأني من أجل رجاء إسرائيل موثق بهذه السلسلة. فقالوا له: نحن لم نقبل كتابا فيك من اليهود، ولا أحد من الإخوة جاء فأخبرنا أو تكلم عنك بشيء رديء، لكننا نتحسن نسمع منك ما ترى، لأنه معلوم عندنا من جهة هذا المذهب إنه يقاوم في كل مكان. فعينوا له يوما، فجاء إليه كثيرون من المنزل فطفق يشرح لهم شاهدا بملكوت الله، مقتنع إياهم من ناموس موسى والأنبياء بأمر يسوع، وفي من الصباح إلى المساء. فاقتنع بعضهم بما قيل وبعضهم لم يؤمنوا، فانصرف وهو المتقيدين بعضهم مع بعض. لما قال بولس كلمة واحدة أنه حسنا كلم الروح القدس آبائنا بأشعياء النبي قائلا: اذهب إلى هذا الشعب وقل: ستسمعون سمعا ولا تفهمون، وتنظرون نظرا ولا تبصرون، لأن قلب هذا الشعب قد غلظوا، بآذانهم سمعوا ثقيلا وعينهم أغمضوها، لئلا يبصروا بأعينهم ويسمعوا بآذانهم ويفهمون بقلوبهم ويرجعون فيشفيهم. فلتكن معلوما عندكم إن خلاص الله قد أرسل إلى الأمم وهو سيسمعون. لما قال هذا مضى اليهود ولهم مباحثة كثيرة فيما بينهم، وأقام بولس 2 سنين كاملتين في بيت استأجره لنفسه، وكان يقبل جميع الذين يدخلون إليه كارزا بملكوت الله، معلما بأمر الرب يسوع المسيح بكل مجاهرة بلا مانع. ما زالت كلمة الله تنمو وتكسر وتزداد في هذه البيعة وكل بيعة يا أبائي وأخوتي. أمين.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the only apostles, many prophets, righteous men have desired to see what you see and have not seen them, and to hear which you have not heard them. But as strive for thee see and you for thee hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act upon the holy gospels through the prayer of you.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord,
remember also our Master has bidden us to remember them supplications and prayer which have brought upon the Lord our God. Those have already fallen asleep, repose them who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Και ο Ευαγγέλιο.
From the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Blow the trumpet at the time of the new moon, at the full moon on our solemn feast day. Sing aloud to God our strength. Make a joyful shout to the God of Jacob. Raise a song and strike the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the lute. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of our Lord, God, Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, Behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? So the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. Then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he said to them, It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant and said to him, Do you hear what these are saying? And Jesus said to them, Yes, have you never read? Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise. Then he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, and he lodged there. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Hosanna in the highest, this is the King of Israel. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord of hosts. Otenjev yod nemeshi.
وأيضا فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماركوس البشير بركته علينا على جميعنا أمين. ولما قربوا من أورشليم إلى بيت فاجي وبيت عنيا عند جبل الزيتون أرسل اثنين من تلاميذه وقال لهما اذهبا إلى القرية التي أمامكما فللوقت وأنتما داخلان إليها تجدان جحشا مربوطا لم يجلس عليه أحد من الناس فحلاه وأتيا به وإن قال لكما أحد لماذا تفعلان هذا فقولا الرب محتاج إليه فللوقت يرسله إلى هنا فمضيا ووجد الجحش مربوطا عند الباب خارجا على الطريق فحلاه فقال لهما قوم من القيام هناك ماذا تفعلان تحلان الجحش فقال لهما كما أوصى يسوع فتركوهما فأتيا بالجحش إلى يسوع وألقيا عليه ثيابهما فجلس عليه وكثيرون فرشوا ثيابهم في الطريق وآخرون قطعوا أغصانا من الشجر وفرشوها في الطريق والذين تقدموا والذين تبعوا كانوا يصرخون قائلين أوصنا مبارك الآتي باسم الرب مباركة مملكة أبينا داود الآتية باسم الرب أوصنا في الأعالي فدخل يسوع أورشليم والهيكل ولما نظر حوله إلى كل شيء إذ كان الوقت قد أمسى خرج إلى بيت عنيا مع الاثنى عشر والمجدر الله دائما
الجالس فوق الشروبي اليوم ظهر في أورشليم راكبا على جحش بمجد عظيم وحاول تقصني أنجل شف اسم روت جيب
from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke the Evangelist. May his blessing be with us. Amen. And it came to pass when he drew near the Bethphage and Bethany at the mountain called Olivet that he sent two of his disciples, saying, Go into the village opposite you. where as you enter, you will find a cold tide on which no one has ever sat. Lose it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, why are you losing it? Thus you shall say to him, because the Lord has needed of it. So those who were sent went their way and found it just as he had said to them. But as they were losing the colt, the owners of it said to them, why are you losing the colt? And they said, the Lord has need of him. Then they brought him to Jesus, and they threw their own clothes on the colt, and they set Jesus on him. And as he went, many spread their clothes on the road. Then, as he was now drawing near the descent of the Mountain of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, teacher, rebuke your disciples. But he answered and said to them, I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. Now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, if you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you, and close you in on every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground. And they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you didn't know the time of your visitation. Then he went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in it, saying to them, it is written, my house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he was teaching daily in the temple. But the chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people sought to destroy him and were unable to do anything, for all the people were very attentive to hear him. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
On the road they spread garments, and from the trees they cut branches, while proclaiming within, Hosanna im Shiri im David, Bismarot im Jebiot im Shiri.
Through the prayers of you, saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
To remember the supplications and prayers which we offer up unto you, Lord, the God. And in us, Abakum, Farakadu, Ya Rabbina, Ya Hammar, Da Shaba Kishfihum. لأنك أنت حياتنا كلنا خلاصنا كلنا ورجاؤنا كلنا شفاؤنا كلنا وقيامتنا كلنا
لسماع الإنجيل المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل معلمنا القديس ماري يوحنا الإنجيل البشير التلميذ الطائر بركاته
سبشيري أم فنوتي طنخ بي أعون أفشعني بي أعفا بناتي بين شعني نمشعني تنيني تيرو أمين
ساسي
بركاته علينا آمين لك ينبغي التسبيح يا الله في صهيون ولك توفى النزور في أورشليم استمع يا الله صلواتي لأنه إليك يأتي كل بشر الذي جاء إلى العيد أن يسوع آت إلى أورشليم فأخذوا سعوف النخل وخرجوا للقائه وكانوا يصرخون أوصنا مبارك الاتي باسم الرب ملك إسرائيل ووجد يسوع جحشا فجلس عليه كما هو مكتوب لا تخافي يا ابنة صهيون هو ذا ملكك ياتي جالسا على جحش أتى آني وهذه الأمور لم يفهمها تلاميذه أولا لكن لما تمجد يسوع حينئذ تذكروا أن هذه كانت مكتوبة عنه وإنهم صنعوا هذه له وكان الجمع الذي معه يشهد إنه دعا لعازر من القبر وقامه من الأموات لهذا أيضا لقاه الجمع لأنهم سمعوا إنه كان قد صنع هذه الآية فقال الفريسيون بعضهم لبعض انظروا إنكم لا تنفعون شيئا هو ذا العالم قد ذهب وراءه
Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today we are celebrating the Palm Sunday. That's why all the kids and everyone today is crying and he's saying, Hosanna to God in the highest blessing, he who comes in the name of the Lord. And truly in an amazing day. But maybe today my feelings, there is two feelings I have because in this morning, as you heard about what happened in Sri Lanka, and now more than 250 martyrs, explosions in everywhere, more than 5 churches and 3 or 4 hotels. While they are celebrating the Easter, they died. And again, I'm saying today to them, yeah, Hosanna. Because if we are celebrating today the Palm Sunday when Jesus Christ, he entered to Jerusalem, and also the Easter for the Western, and they are celebrating also to Jesus Christ in heaven. But I have only to remember the verse when Jesus Christ said, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid." If I go back to Zacchaeus, he said, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Proclaim it aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, the king is coming to thee, just as Savior is meek and riding on a donkey and a young foal." From 400 years before, you can imagine that Jesus, that Zacchaeus said that Jesus Christ, he will go and enter to Jerusalem on a donkey. And there is, in we read already the four Gospels today, as you listen to the four Gospels. In Luke, he said, Jesus Christ, he was looking to the people and said to Jerusalem, "I hope that you know the time of your visitation." And Jesus Christ, he already visited the people many times, by many things, by miracles, by everything, by talk, many things. And I have to ask myself now, okay, is really Jesus Christ is visiting me or not? And I'm able to listen to him and go with him to Jerusalem. By the way, Jesus Christ in 3.5 years, he never let the people say that he is the king of kingdom or the king of kings. Why today he allowed to everybody to say that? Now and to the week, for all the week, we will see Jesus Christ is trying to reveal himself. Starting from today, every day he will say, "I am." He will say to everybody, "Who is he?" And let's walk with him during the whole week, from today to the resurrection, to the Easter. And we will see 7 days, and he will say, "Seven, I am." Today he said, "I am the shepherd. Follow me." That's why he said, "I am the king. I am the shepherd. You have to follow my steps. You have to follow what I'm doing. What I said to you, follow me too." Jesus Christ, he entered to Jerusalem and he told all the people in Jerusalem. And he was crying and he wept and he said, "I know what will happen to you. Because you didn't remember the time of your visitation. I visited you before." And I'm asking myself, is really Jesus Christ visited me before? Yes, he visited me for sure. Count on you, count. How many times when we are praying, for example, we have a grace. How many times Jesus Christ, he was talking to me. How many times I came to the church and I listened to whatever, to sermon, to the gospel, but suddenly I heard a word and, oh, this word is coming to me. This is a time of visitation. How many times Jesus Christ, he was talking to me through many peoples, or how many times Jesus Christ saved me and he sent me a message. This is the time of visitations. He is talking to me. He is talking to me all the time. It is not the first time, Jesus Christ is not the first time to go to Jerusalem, but he wanted to go today and reveal himself and say, and he's saying, "I am the shepherd. Please follow me." And I was looking today to the news quickly before coming to the church, and I saw like a lot of people martyrs, and you saw a lot of people inside the church, what they did. They followed the same steps of Christ. They follow the same steps of Christ. They did nothing. That's why it's only when we say rejoice, and we have to really rejoice. Rejoice because we are Christian. Rejoice because we are hidden inside the church. And to know exactly what about what the meaning of joy, rejoice, joy. Joy is G-O-Y. Jesus and the others and yourself. If you want to be happy, to have your joy in your heart, you have to find the three things in your heart. Joy, Jesus, others, and yourself. First of all is Jesus. I remember when I went the first 40 days when I went to the monastery, and one of the elders of the monks, he said to me, okay, tell me your priorities in your service. I told him for sure the first things, the service and the people and everybody and the kids and the families and the church, all of that. He told me wrong. First priority, it's yourself and God. This is a small circle. If you want to serve, you have in first to go and to build your relationship with God. You can't do anything without Him. He is the center of your life. If you want to be happy, if you have to keep your joy inside your heart, you have to keep Jesus also inside your heart. That's why when we go, when we see the kids, for example, why they are very happy. There is two different kinds. If we see the scene, we have two different people. The kids, some kids and some people, and they are crying, Hosanna, to the highest. And other people, like Pharisees or other people, they said, oh, why are they doing that? He's not the king of the kings. Why they are doing that? Why they are crying and saying, Hosanna? And they said to Jesus Christ, why they let them do that? He said, because they know who am I. And my question to you now, are we celebrating, we are coming to the church and we are saying Hosanna all together and we have the palms yesterday and today and we do the procession outside and here too. But are we in joy with Christ when he go to Jerusalem, or are we enjoying and we letting Jesus Christ come and enter to my heart, inside my life, and I am telling him, okay, I'm ready. I'm opening the gates of all my heart and come and dwell inside my heart today. And I'm crying like a kid. Why the kid? Because they have simplicity in their life. They're very simple. Yesterday when we were outside and we have the procession with the donkey and all of that, I saw the kids, they are very happy and with the palms. But they are, and when I was inside the church and I tried to teach them how to say Hosanna in Coptic and English, and the kids, they are very happy because they are very simple. They know that Jesus Christ is, now we are celebrating the Palm Sunday. And see the small kids, they are very, very happy with the palms, and as if Jesus Christ is outside and they are going outside to celebrate his coming to the church or his entry to Jerusalem. Are we celebrating? Are we doing the same? Are we have this simplicity in our life, spiritual life? We are making our life very complicated. We are bother ourselves with many things and we forget that to live with Christ is very simple. It's very simple. You know why it's very simple? It's only one word. Because he loves us a lot. And that's it. You can imagine that why it's very simple to love God? Because only one word. He loves us a lot. And we will see during the Holy Week what he did for us. Why the kids go to their parents and they ask a lot of things.
Baba, can you bring, please, for example, like this one, the la chocolate, or this toy, or whatever? Or to Mama, Mommy, please, can you please ask Baba to do that? Or please, can you open the TV or whatever? Why they ask all of that? Because they have only the parents? No, but they know also too that the parents love the kids a lot. They have the pure love inside their heart. And this is exactly what they are enjoying. They are enjoying. That's why today we have to enjoy. We have to have this joy inside my heart because Jesus is the center of my heart. This is the first thing that I have to learn. And also, if you wanted to keep that joy inside your heart, which is the second point, which is others, then in Jesus, then the number two is all, which is others. I have to be humble a little bit, please. Jesus Christ came to Jerusalem on a donkey. I was like looking one day when I was preparing the lesson or the sermon, and I was like, oh my God, like we are saying inside the altar, we are saying, who dwells in the highest on the cherubim and the seraphim? And he entered to Jerusalem on a donkey. What is humility? You're very humble, Jesus. Why you come to Jerusalem like that? Third things, if you want to enjoy your life and to have to keep that joy inside your heart, you have to be humble and serve and help everyone. Help. Anyone ask you or not asking you, help. Be humble. Don't be the first one. And Jesus Christ said, I give you an example. Even I came to the earth, and the first day of my birth, I didn't find any place, and I found only a manger. I am the King of the Kings, but I'm trying to teach you to be humble. That's why we have to know exactly how to be humble, to learn how to be at the least, not the first one. Not say, I am. No, say, I'm not here. I remember, I will never forget this story. One day, I was like passing by the church, and I know at that moment there is no one at the church I know, and there is no service, there's nothing, and I know the church also is, maybe it's closed, but I have a time that when I said that, like, I go to the church to pray, and then I went to the church and finally finished my prayer, and then I decided to go to the washroom, and then when I opened the washroom, I found a surprise. I found the priest of the church. He was cleaning everything inside the washroom, and he was like looking to me, why you are here now? Like that, like, it's a washroom, like, what I can do, like, I don't, but he didn't expect that for sure anyone would be at the church, and he forgot to close the door from inside. Like, not the washroom, I mean that church. That's why the church was open at that moment, and I was surprised. But at that moment, I remember this story, it was inside my memory all the time. He gave me a lesson at that moment. If you wanted to be the first, be the least. If you wanted to enjoy with Christ, be humble. If you wanted to keep Christ inside your heart, don't ask about yourself, never, never. And the last thing also too, which is very important, that yeah, yourself, what about you, myself? Like, okay, joy, it's a J-N-O-Y, and Jesus and others, what about myself, yourself? There's also another, the choir. The choir, when the kids are like celebrating and they're crying, and also too with other choir or other part from the choir are the disciples. The disciples, because they lived with Jesus Christ for like a little bit, yeah, they lived with him years. They know a little bit about Christ. He is different. He is the King. Then to know Christ and to enjoy with him, you have to know more about him. How can I, now I have a palm and I'm enjoying and I'm crying, Hosanna in the highest, the King of the Kings entered to Jerusalem, and I don't know who is that. Then that's why I have to open the Bible and I have to live with him a little bit. I have to enjoy the living with him, the life. I have to know where is he. If the church is now, for example, if today is a Sunday or there is a liturgy, I have to come early, I have to meet him. I have to find the relationship between me and between him to know him more. Then I will enjoy a lot with him. The last things I will tell you, yesterday it was for me a little bit, I saw the donkey, and it's a small donkey, and he's stubborn. That the woman that she brought this donkey yesterday and showed me, okay, take care about him because he's very, like, anxious a little bit and stubborn a little bit, and she tried to, like, to keep it, like, to walk, okay, and the donkey stubborn, and I think he said in his mind, no, I will never walk now. Now, no way. And he saw all the kids and they're like, oh my God, no. I don't want to walk through that. However, the donkey yesterday gave me many lessons. Really, he gave me many lessons. Number one, you can imagine that the donkey, I'm not talking now about the donkey of yesterday, maybe yesterday, but also the donkey when Jesus Christ, he had a ride on the donkey. The donkey didn't know about that there is someone will take a ride and go, but he didn't. But the donkey didn't know that this Jesus Christ who will take the ride. Then suddenly he found a lot of people say Hosanna, and a lot of kids too, and they put all the palms and the garments under his feet. The donkey say, "Oh, I am very famous. Oh wow, well, I'm very famous." But why? What happened? God created me for a purpose. If you feel that you are anxious, if you feel that you are not have anything to do, no. Jesus Christ knows you by name. By name. He graved you on his hands. He knows you exactly by name. That's why don't be anxious. God created me and you for a purpose. And we have a goal. We have a mission to do. And also, like the donkey of yesterday, he was stubborn. No, don't be stubborn. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. If God told you to go anywhere, say yes. Sometimes the people said, I don't know. I think God is pushing me to go this way, but I don't like this way. And maybe God tried to talk a lot. Leave this way and go this way. Leave this way and go this way. And I'm stubborn. No, I don't like that. It's like a donkey. He doesn't want it to walk. No. Because God created you for a purpose, also follow him, because he is the shepherd. Because he said today, I am the shepherd. I am the shepherd. Don't be stubborn. If you listen to God and you see that God is telling you something, for example, say, yes, okay, I'm listening to you. I'll do what you want from me. And also, I think the donkey of Jesus Christ, not of yesterday. The donkey, when Jesus Christ, he took a ride, I think the donkey, Jesus Christ touched the donkey in first. Because yesterday, this is what happened. They told, guys, okay, take care. Like, the woman tried to touch the donkey and keep calm and everything like that. And me too, I was afraid a little bit from the donkey. I'm not sure what he will do. But anyway, I try also to be calm with him and calm the donkey. This is exactly, I touched the donkey. Jesus Christ touched already the donkey at that moment, before the ride. You know what? Every one of us, if I ask really this question, how many times Jesus Christ touched your heart? How many times Jesus Christ touched your heart? Many. Many. But the problem that I have to let him, again, I have to let him touch my heart. The problem, my heart is sometimes like a stone and no one can touch it. And I make a barrier between me and between anyone can touch my heart, even Christ. This is the problem. But now, no, I have to change my heart. I have to open the gate of my heart and let Jesus Christ come inside my heart and touch my heart to feel warm. And how to do that? How to open my heart and to let him touch my heart? When you go to your room, when you go to pray, when you raise your hands and your eyes, raise also your heart a little bit. And keep everything bother you from outside, keep it outside the room. And tell Christ, me and you alone, touch my heart. Then only I wanted to ask him to touch my heart by be me and him alone. There is nothing between me and between him. This is only the way. This is only the way to enjoy. The way to enjoy today and to enjoy also Christ when he entered to Jerusalem. The last things I will tell you, one of the early father church fathers said, Palm Sunday marked the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. But he entered in humility, not in pomp and power, to humble ourselves and make our souls the garments that we spread before him. This is the greeting he desires, says, this is one of early fathers, say, early church father, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Sayings are fulfilled from the prophecies and the proverbs, as Zechariah prophesied and said, a prophecy about Jesus Christus, Jephes Marot and Jeviot Nemechirinem Bimneuma.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pentecostor, creator of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, and of the Father, of all ages, light of life, true God, begotten, not created, one is the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and the Virgin Mary became man, and who crucified for us and upon us by suffering. In the heavens, he sits at the hand of his Father, and he's coming against the Lord to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy captain of the solid church, we confess and baptize the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
I have sinned, forgive me, my beloved.
Sleep.
ευλογήσον.
Ευη ευρωσευκίσταση
εις μούριν υπόση. The great, the eternal, who formed man in incorruption, and death which in the world through the envy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace, by with the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to all men.
Pray for perfect peace, love and holy apostolic greetings.
Lord, have
according to your good will, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Clean us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil entailing death. And make us all worthy your master to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with the holy kiss. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, who are Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer an order. Stand with trembling. Look towards the east. Let us attain.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos, Saint Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have come and saved us. Have mercy of peace, a sacrifice.
Well, us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Axion kezike o. The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by you all, the Holy Powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angel, the archangels, the principality, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are here and who stand the shadow. Oh, 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 be full. The seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend
the cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying,
خلقنا وضعنا فردوس النعيم وعندما خالفنا وصيتك بغناية الحية سعى سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية ونفينا من فردوس النعيم فلم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الانقضاء بل تعجبتنا دائما بأنبيائك القديسين وفي آخر الأيام ظهرت لنا نحن الجلوس في الظلمة ظلال الموت بابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح هذا الذي من الروح القدس ومن العذراء القديسة مريم And became man unto us the ways of salvation. He granted us the birth from on high through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who are in the world and gave himself up for our salvation unto this which reigned over us. Whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins, he descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen. I believe.
صعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب ورسم يوما للمجازات الذي يأتي فيه اليدين المسكون بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد وواحد كنحو أعمالك افشوار اتي في افمو خائب عنخم في كوزموس
اليسوس بستيفو
افشي ان اويك اجنب جي بنات أنشني أولاً تليم أموغن مكاريون أموغن رفتان خود
لناتي شفاي بخن أم اسمي
ام شويت في غاروك في تفوف ان يوت فنوتي او افني بنت او نبن اطفش بقمون
امين
اف اسمو ايروس
امين
اف اراقي ازيني
آمين بستيفون
Αυτή η φινιέτερον φερμαγιούς εμάθης ον Απόστολος εθόεμ ευγοέμος τεκ ήτο βιτ όλοβιου φόντες εν μάι μπάντι ουτσα μπι μπρόκεν φορ ιου εν φορ μένι to be given for the remission of sins, do this in remembrance of me.
This is true.
Και αφότ μεν εν σάπηδε επνον αυτοτ φεύολχεν ο έρπνεμ ομαού ετ αυσέπεγμον
Αμήν
αφές μολέρου
Αμήν
αφέραγε ενζινή αυτή η φωνή είναι η τενούφενάγη ο σημαντητής ο εν Απόστολος εθόμεμος take drink of it all of you for this is my blood of the new covenant which shall be shed for you and for many to be given from the remission of sins, do this in remembrance of me.
This is also true.
Evolchem pai oikufoi, oentetin su evolchem pai afutfoi, eritin geon shempamu, eritin omologin antanastasi. Erenten irim pam evi shanti
Amin, amin, amin Ton sanaton so kireye katan gelomen Gentin agien so
نستعدن كرا الأمير المقدسة قيمتي من الأمان صعودي إلى السماء تجلس عن يمينك أيها الأم وظهوري الثاني الآتي من السماوات المخوف المملوء مجدا نقرب لك قرابينك من الذي لك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وإن في كل حال
اسجدوا لله بخير Amen. Amen.
Pai oin kemen ente fain fin suma if o evin to. Pai afod de oranis no fiftayot ente ti diyathi kim veri ento. أعطاني مغفرة الخطايا وحياة أبدية لكل من يتناول منه.
Or to partake of your holies and to purification of our souls, our body, one spirit, that we may become one body, one spirit, and may have a share it and inherit it with all the saints who have lived in the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Catholic and Apostolic Church. Oh, God.
Things which you have acquired into yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the special part and her for more. Remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop Baba Ambata Wadros II.
Peaceful Pope John Jules II, Pope Patriarch and Archbishop of the Great City of Alexandria, and Orthodox Bishop.
Lord have mercy.
And those who rightly define the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Hegemons, priests and deacons.
Pray for the Hegemons, priests, deacons, some deacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord have mercy.
وكل الخدام وكل الذين في البتولية وطه. كل شعبك المؤمن أذكر يا رب أن ترحمنا كلنا ما
ارحمنا يا الله الهدى
the safety of this place, which is yours, and in every place and in every monastery of our Orthodox Father.
Pray for the salvation of the Lord and of the city of ours and of all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord have mercy.
And those who dwell in fear in God, graciously accord, O Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the earth, the water of the river, the sea, the herbs, and the plants of the field this year. Bless them.
Pray for the air of heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection in peace without harm, and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. Grant them to their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth, made fairly be abundantly watered, and its fruits be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our lives. manage our life as deemed fit. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you. For you give them their food in due season, deal with us according to your goodness, O you who give food to all flesh, fill our hearts. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we to having sufficiency in everything always may abandon in every good deed.
Lord have mercy.
Remember, Lord, those who have brought unto this gift, those on whom we have them been brought, and those by whom we have been brought. Give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for this holy and precious gift, our sacrifices and those who have brought them.
O Lord, I command you, for only God and Son, that we share commemoration of you. And graciously accord, O Lord, remember all the saints who are the beginning, the Holy Father, the patriarchs, the prophet, the apostle, the preacher, the evangelist, the martyr, the confessors, and all the spirit of righteous consummating in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory, aversion, holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Lord. And Saint John, the firm of the martyrs, and Steve, our deacon, the pro-martyr, the beholder of God, Samar, the evangelist, the apostle, and the martyr, the patron of the virology, the discoros, and Ascendancy, the apostolic, and Peter, martyr, and high priest. Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Theodosius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Bedo, Saint Gregory the Archaeologian, Saint Gregory the Wonderworker, and Saint Gregory the Armenian, then 318 Nicelian and Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus. Our righteous Father, the great Abba Antoni, and our righteous Father, Abba Paul, the three sons of the Macari, and their children, the cross bearers. Our Father, Abba John, the Egomen, our righteous Father, Abba Pishoy, the perfect man, the beloved of our good Baba Kirillos Pima Sunar Shizya Kun Habib Gergis, and all the choir of your saints, whose praise and supplication have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Negatush Martin Ran and Tenyotis, O Abimba
Taken repose in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place. And we too, who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end.
As it was, and shall be, it is from generation to generation and unto all the ages of the ages. Amen.
And lead us through now the way into your kingdom, that in this all also in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed, and exalted in everything, honored and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit.
فلنشكر الله دابة الكل أبا ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح، لأنه جعلنا لنا الآن أن نقف في هذا الموضع المقدس ونرفع أيدينا إلى فوق ونخدم اسمه العظيم القدوس. وأيضا الآن فلنسأله أن يجعلنا مستحقين لشركة وإصعاد أسرار الإلهية غير الميتة.
آمين.
Choice the penalty.
فهيئ ايضا يا رب نفوسنا لنسبحك ونرتل لك ونباركك ونخدمك ونسجد لك ونمجدك نشكرك كل يوم وكل ساعة. لكي نعترف لك ونصرخ نحوك أيها الآب القدوس الذي في السماوات ونقول أبانا الذي في السماوات.
Christos Jesus ben chois
tas ki falasemon to kireo o eklena ate
onobiosok kierdof mate amin.
Προσχόμενς ιο μεταβόβο αμήν
ιερήνη πάνση
το πνεύμα τέσο.
اذكر يا رب اجتماعاتنا باركها
سوتيس امين كتب نفماتي سومت افوفو ثيو برو اسخومن
امين كيري اليسون كيري اليسون كيري اليسون.
القدسات للقديسين مبارك الرب يسوع المسيح ابن الله قدوس الروح القدس امين.
واحد ولا
سلام لجميعكم. ثم أجيون كئمة ميون ليتنوني سغنست تؤية ثويمون
أمين.
أجيون تيميون ثم كئمة ليتنون إيسو خريستو تؤية ثويمون أمين. Isoman in pesno finte emmanu il pannuti fai pechen umeth mi ami.
Amen ten ati.
Amen, 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 I believe, I believe, I believe, I'm and confess with the transparent and decent that I am giving body that your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, took from Our Lady, the Lady of us, all the only Theotokos, St. Mary. He made it one with his divinity without mingling, without confusion, without alteration. He witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the monument of the cross of his own will for us all. بالحقيقة من أن لاغوت لم يفارقنا صوتا ولحظة واحدة ولا ترفتين يعطانا خلاصا وفرانا للخطايا وحياتنا بدية لكل من يتناول منه أؤمن 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 أن هذا بالحقيقة أمين
آمين 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 أؤمن 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 أن هذا هو بالحقيقة آمين أطلبوا عنا وعن كل المسيحيين الذين قالوا لنا من أجلهم أن نذكره في بيت الرب سلام ومحبة يسوع المسيح فلتكن مع جميعكم رتلوا بنشيد قائلين الليلويا صلوا من أجل التناول باستحقاق من هذه الأسرار المقدسة الطاهرة السمائية يا رب ارحم
Yes. Lord, Gracias.